Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires.
Like the highly consumer-rated Toyo Open Country AT3. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I'm RJ Bell with the sports betting headlines for Friday. As you heard, Gobert goes to Minnesota for 4 first-round picks, plus this year's first-round pick of Minnesota, plus 4 other players. Now that is a haul. We'll tell you what Vegas thinks of that. We got continuing drama with Kevin Durant and Irving. It looks like the story's a little different than what we thought yesterday. We'll get into it. And here in Vegas, UFC 276, AJ has a best bet on that. Here comes a 4 hour of the Vegas Truth covering all that and more.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio. This is Straight Out of Vegas. With the voice of Vegas, your host, RJ Bell. The pregame show America has always wanted. I tell the future. I tell the future. From the Vegas Strip, here's RJ Bell.
You heard it, I'm RJ, live in Las Vegas, live on a free agency in the NBA Friday, live on 276 FSR stations across this great, great nation. I got to tell you something. I don't know. I think many of you have gone at least once to the horse races or the dog races. There used to be a dog track. Oh, I guess that shut down now just recently. But there was a dog track near where I grew up. For decades, I always joke. Somehow I was over there betting when I was 16. My biology teacher was a ticket writer, so he would take my tickets. I think I lost about...
That's nice.
I think I lost like 30K over the course of like 3 years. It's where I got my MBA, is at the track.
Okay.
Because right? So, it taught you something about losing, man. It is tough. But one of the things people used to do, and this was a theory that wasn't really proven, is they'd watch the dogs come out and see which one of them, let's just say, had gone to the bathroom on the way.
Most recently.
Yeah, like, because the theory was, oh, he's ready to go now.
Yeah.
Okay? I lost about 30,000, so I don't think that or any of it worked. But AJ, as I was observing you, I expect an amazing show today. AJ's prep, excellent. I mean, it's like, you've just gone about, you've cleared yourself out, you're ready to go.
I'm ready to go.
AJ Hoffman.
Thank you, RJ. Great to be here on a Friday. Rudy Gobert headed to the T-Wolves. The Celtics add Malcolm Brogdon from the Pacers. And like you mentioned, UFC 276 has two title fights this weekend. What is the Vegas lead?
So you're going to have a best bet?
I will have a best bet.
All right, by the end of the show. Let's do this. Let's start with Gobert, but we're only going to do 5 or 6 minutes. And then this segment, we're going to go into the Kevin Durant stuff because I think the narrative from yesterday needs clarified, and it's really eye-popping. But let's start with Gobert.
The Utah Jazz, easy for me to say, have agreed to trade center Rudy Gobert to the Minnesota Timberwolves. In return, they get several players, including including this year's first-round draft pick, Walker Kessler.
That makes five.
And four first-round draft picks.
Now, let's start with this. Have you ever seen a first-round pick made in the NBA, and then a week later, that guy traded? Do you think it's something about he came in, and they're like, oh, man, he smells, or who knows what?
Usually it's either night of or maybe the day after.
I don't even see the day after. Usually the night of, it's you're on the phone with
you have
him.
A deal locked in with somebody.
The deal is locked in. You pick for them. They pick for you. This is, I mean, and I'm not saying it's anything that nefarious. I'm just saying, man, you pick a guy, and really this Kessler, he was number 22 pick. You were saying, college expert that you are, a defense, almost like a Gobert type.
Yeah, a rim protector, probably the best rim protector in the draft. So I would say maybe the Jazz said, hey, this is one of the things we want thrown in this deal is Walker Kessler because that fills the hole for them.
So in a way, the Timberwolves, by taking Kessler, said, we want a rim defender at the five position. And then a week later, Gobert becomes available, and they say, okay, swap, we've upgraded. But think about the cost of the upgrade. Four additional number one picks and four players. And those four players, Patrick Beverley's a known guy, but not great guys, but still, what a haul.
Yeah, and it looks like when they drafted Kessler, they assumed that was the big they were going to pair with Karl-Anthony Towns. They see a chance to upgrade. Now they feel like they've got a real big three with Kat and Anthony Edwards. And they're like, Walker Kessler is just a repetitive piece now. And once you've got Gobert,
he's gone.
Well, yeah, that's why they felt comfortable
moving. It's an
upgrade,
I think. Yeah, I mean, but again, I think the intent, it's almost like if I go get a car, rent a car because I need a car, or let's say I get buy a used car, but then someone comes driving by in a Tesla and I think, oh, I can get that for a good price. I needed the car. That's why I bought it. So I wanted the Tesla. I swapped the car.
Straight it in.
So Kessler is the jalopy. Gobert is the Tesla. Okay. And I am Danny Ainge. Now, okay, I got it all now. All right, now, who? Danny Ainge, who is making the moves in Utah at this point.
Right.
I think, and you were on this earlier, I wasn't so sure, because your thought was, okay, Mitchell was next. Utah sending him out next. Now, what I had heard prior was the idea that it was one or the other. Sophie's choice is either Mitchell or Gobert, but you can't keep them both. Because the joke about the COVID and all, it hasn't played well. And by all accounts, Gobert's offense has been hindered by the team's unwillingness to throw him the ball. I mean, they're saying this is a guy that's been more open without getting the ball than any player in the NBA. So in a weird way, you got to wonder, is Gobert's stats depressed on offense because he's not getting the ball? You know, where he does a roll to the basket, could throw it to him, they don't. Okay. You think Mitchell's on the way out. Why?
Yesterday, they waived Eric Pascal, who has been a lifelong friend of Donovan Mitchell. Yesterday, they also traded Royce O'Neal for a first-round pick to Brooklyn. Reportedly, Donovan Mitchell's best friend on the team today.
Well, not reportedly.
So his two best friends on the team both shipped out of town yesterday. And this is a team that's clearly in rebuild mode.
Hold on. Rebuild mode because in this trade they took so many drafts.
Yeah, so much draft capital and not players back.
Comparable players.
Yeah, not players you think you can put around Donovan Mitchell and expect to succeed.
Oftentimes these 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th guys are about the contract amount.
Yeah.
It's not even the value of them. It's in the NBA, you got to match contracts to some degree. And that's why trading like a Gobert for a bunch of draft choices is hard, because those draft choices don't have any contract value yet. Now, you know, Kessler does, but again, a rookie deal. And that's why you tend to get some expense, like Beverly's a veteran.
Overpriced guy, and that's just part of the deal.
I don't even know his contract, but he's at least not low dollar.
Right, so that's the guy you have to take back. Even if you don't plan on keeping him, you have to take him back. We saw this with Danilo Gallinari to the Spurs. As soon as they got him, they waived him. Mm-hmm. They were like, we weren't thinking about keeping this guy. We're totally rebuilding.
Buyouts. So I think it's important when you hear that. I think it's fair to say this is for 5 first-round picks, one of them having already been made. And let me ask you, you can't do more than 5 for I think you can only trade 7 years out. There's a limit to how far out you can. Is it 7?
It is 7.
All right, so in theory you could but didn't they say something where you can't trade successive years?
You can't trade. So that's why when the Nets traded with the Rockets, they traded every other first round pick, and then they agreed to a pick swap in the other years.
So how can you have 4 first rounders? Oh, so 4 first rounders in 7 years means there's 3 in the middle that skipped.
Yep.
So it's yours, Utah. We get it. Yours. We get it. Yours. We get it. Yours.
Yeah.
So it's the most you can give.
It's the most. And then
so
when you add in,
take the biggest. Effectively, you're saying, you know how there's a max on the contract. We're saying this is the max draft haul.
It is.
I guess you could do swaps.
It feels like even more than the max when you count in that they got Walker Kessler, because he doesn't apply
to
that.
It's a fifth one.
Yeah, and Leandro Bomero was the 2020 first-round draft pick. So, I mean, they went forward.
Okay, but he's underperformed?
Yeah,
okay.
They went backward. They went forward. They threw as many young pieces or future pieces at the Jazz that they possibly could.
So do you guys hear AJ's prep? Is this because McKenzie's on his last day of vacation and you're just shown that you could do his job too?
That's not what I'm trying to show, for sure. In fact, I can't. I found that out this morning.
We are straight out of Vegas. Good stuff so far. So let's repeat the Mitchell stuff. Is likely on the way out. Now, you said, well, what's his best friend? What's his friends? This is what these stars have come to expect. And not saying it's wrong, but it's like, okay, LeBron, I mean, go back to Miami Heat and LeBron. One of the reasons he left, by all accounts, was Pat Riley really limited to some degree the way he was running to what degree LeBron was running the team. And, you know, a number of his buddies on the plane and all that kind of stuff. And then you look at LeBron now in L.A. with Clutch, the agency, and it's like supposedly, I mean, they've just signed a couple more Clutch guys. It's like 13 of the Clutch guys. Now, think about this. When they talk about, let's say, equal rights for women, they'll say, if a company is so stupid they won't hire a woman, that company is going to suffer because the pool of potential candidates gets smaller for no reason.
Right.
Well, if the Lakers are only hiring or signing Clutch guys, I'm not saying there's ethics involved in it, but isn't it the same theory? The pool gets really small.
Sure.
How does that help anyone?
It can't.
His ancillary income, allegedly. I don't know what his. I think he has ownership or phantom ownership, or I don't know though.
I don't know either.
I'll say I'm speculating.
I think that's a good word.
I would say this. I'd be very surprised if LeBron wasn't making any money on it. He's very altruistic. He's very giving.
Not my guess, but hey, we can't.
We're
like
just
you
speculating.
Said, we've got to only speculate.
So, getting rid of, especially when you're cutting a guy, it's not like you're getting anything for him. You're like saying, get out of here.
Yep.
It's pretty much saying, Mitchell, you're on the way out.
And when Quinn Snyder left, a lot of people were talking, who's Donovan Mitchell want to coach him? And a lot of it was he wanted someone who preferred ISO ball and was a kind of a ready-to-win guy now.
Who prefers ISO ball?
Guys like James Harden, guys like Donovan Mitchell.
Well, he's not going to coach.
No, but he was fine.
Harden comes in as player coach.
Basically what he wanted was someone who would let him play. Let him do him, and instead they hire
but him. Doesn't win.
They hire Will Hardy from Boston, who is certainly not going to be a guy that was going to do what Donovan Mitchell wants.
I think that we have a problem. I think Utah's going to be really bad, not just because they're getting rid of players, but here's a point, and last one on this: is Gobert's defense, rim protection, is maybe the one of the best in the history of the game. And what that allowed Utah to do was have guards that really couldn't defend that well, but were offensive guards. Mitchell, an example, but even the other ones. So think about when you watch the NBA Finals, they say, oh, this guy, he's really good on offense, but he can't play D. So they hunt him. You can only play him with the second team, or there's different things. Utah had guys like that, but they were fine playing because Gobert compensated inside. You get rid of him. Now, if Kessler becomes the third best in history, yeah, but that's unlikely. So you're getting rid of a lot of talent. What you're left with is some guys that can't play D. It's going to be a long haul. Let me suggest one more thing, AJ. Mitchell has to get as much, if not more, than Gobert.
You would think.
I think for sure. I think in most lists of the best players, Mitchell is ahead of Gobert.
And Mitchell's younger as well.
Okay. So now let's assume they get four first-round picks and two decent players. Right, that'd be a little bit more. It might be more than that. They're going to have their own picks. Four more. Though, I mean, let's think about this. It'd be like they'd have like 8, 9, 10 extra number ones plus their own picks.
Yeah. We thought the Thunder had a lot of picks coming up.
Well, they still have more. But, I mean, this is fascinating, the way these teams are rebuilding. And it really shows you the thing that they don't want to be, no NBA team wants to be, is in the middle. In the middle, even though the playing games are exciting, if you're there, they might as well go for it. But in general, you want to be bad and have the number one pick, 2, 3, or you want to be in contention for the NBA title. And we'll talk next segment about Boston making a trade that really stepped them forward to be one of the best, if not the best team. And also, when we come back, we will get to the narrative. What is the true story with Kevin Durant? It's different than we talked about yesterday. Stay tuned.
He's RJ Bell. I'm AJ Hoffman. This is the pregame show you've always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich, and NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started, it's simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes.
Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code CRSHOW, C-R-S-H-O-W. Take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code CRSHOW. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Hair thinning is not inevitable. Take control of your hair's future before it's too late with Nutrafol's clinically tested hair growth supplement for men.
Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement brand, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter promo code CRSHOW.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com/men, spelled NutraFol.com/men, and enter promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com/men, promo code CRSHOW. And with Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. See results in 3 to 6 months.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I disagree with intervention. I disagree with protocol. If you speak out again.
I'm RJ Bell. We are straight out of Vegas.
And I'm AJ Hoffman.
Okay, great day to join. We're talking the aftermath now of Kevin Durant's decision. So, AJ, you've been doing a lot of reading. If I said to you in 30 seconds to 42 seconds, that's your range, what caused his trade request, KD, what would you say?
I would say I believe they mishandled the deal with Kyrie Irving. KD didn't believe that the Nets had the same long-term view of the franchise as KD did.
I agree. And a lot of people speculated yesterday this was KD tired of Irving, saying, okay, you're playing your shenanigans, you've opted in, I'm out of here. It looks like the opt-in was the only alternative to get paid that amount of money. Thus, he's going to be on the league pretty much was saying, we're not going to pay you that kind of money. He had the option in Brooklyn. So make that big money, Kyrie, the 1 year. And then in theory, it's a prove it year. If he does well, then maybe another team's going to want to pay him. So the very act of Brooklyn saying, you know, Kyrie, we're not going to pay you like you're one of the best players in the league that's here every game because you're not. Though he did get dog pay when he missed those games. Still, you got to be able to rely on your guys.
Sure.
We can debate what's important enough to become unreliable. Right. Remember when Milwaukee didn't play in the bubble, one of those games when there was the social unrest or the social justice questions, mm-hmm. and everyone said, that's awesome. They didn't.
You're a hero.
But and again, that, you know, we all decide, each of us, what's more important than money or the job. And, you know, usually there's a consequence to making it more important, but you think it's worth it because it's more important. Okay, so most people don't see not taking the vaccine as that, though Kyrie certainly believe that. Okay, so the very fact that the rest of the league said no thank you to Kyrie at any number similar to this 1 year option he had, doesn't it say that Brooklyn is right to say, hey, giving him a 4 year max or whatever, 5 year max, doesn't make sense because the market is saying that's not what he is?
Yeah.
All right, so. And oh, go ahead.
Well, remember that there was only like five teams who could afford to sign Kyrie that have the cap space.
All these teams. The thing that the more you listen to this stuff, there's a guy Marks from last name Marks from ESPN, and he was talking with Ryan Russillo, and they were saying if you really
Sean
Marks, okay, yeah. If you former Brooklyn GM, yeah. Right? Yeah, if you want to. These teams want to sign, they can do it. There's, you know, it's going to take some finagling. It's going to take some contortion, but you can do it. So I'm not saying none of those teams were restricted, meaning some of it might have been the money. But how many people do you think are fighting? Well, let's see what the trading market is for. I mean, I expect Brooklyn's going to try to trade Kyrie. Let's see what the market is.
Right.
Right? I don't think it's going to be real quick to give him a five-year max.
You might be right.
I mean, and again, I'm just going, I was a little more forgiving of Kyrie than most people because, again, I don't think we get to decide what someone cares about enough to sacrifice $17 million. Like, by the very act of sacrificing $17 million by not playing in those road games or home games told me he was serious about
yeah.
it. How serious is that guy about that cause? Well, about $17 million worth.
Sounds like he's more serious about that than anybody in the NBA is about anything. Like, I don't know that anybody was saying $17 million to sit out, like, for some social reason or whatever.
Well, that's interesting. I think they were, if they thought it would make a difference, but it certainly reaches that highest level of concern. So I don't judge that. I don't, the whole world is flat thing, I think, got way out of hand. He, you know, listen, you can say one thing. Out of and again, I'm not saying it was out of context, but you know, you talk enough. I mean, listen, when you're on the radio, if you look at transcripts, like Colin, when he was back at ESPN, if you sift through the transcripts, once he decided to leave, it was like a week later, if I recall, he was like suspended for something. It was like, oh, look, the guy's leaving. Oh, look, he said something that was a little, you know, on the line. And then it's like, oh, suspension time, where the week before it wouldn't have been a problem. If you want to parse the words, you can. I don't think Kyrie's dumb. So now the question is, how can you think the world is flat and not be dumb? You must be working at a different, you're thinking about something in a different way. Like, what do we really know? And what have we been told versus what have we been what's been proven? I think that's an interesting question.
Yeah, and to go back to what you were saying about KD and Kyrie and the fact that it seems like they were working on this together. KD could have said, I want to be traded before Kyrie's decision was made. And it would have made things a lot easier for the Nets.
But let's think, why? Because Kyrie still could have opted in.
He could have.
So what would have been easy?
I mean, they could have started planning ahead at that point. They could have taken a trade for Russell Westbrook and those draft picks.
But that trade's still on the table.
Is it?
I mean, why would KD... Like, what has changed? I mean, I'm not saying you're wrong. I just don't get it. What has changed between now and, let's say, a week? I mean, Kyrie only opted in last Tuesday.
Right.
All right? And he had, a Wednesday deadline. He might have done it Monday night. I can't remember. Okay. So it's been, let's say, what's it been?
48 hours-ish.
Well, no. If he opted... Oh, okay.
Oh, 72 hours now. Yeah. It's Friday.
Yeah. So he opted in just, like, 3-4 days. Okay. Boy, it seemed like even last week. Okay. So let's say 3 days.
Yeah.
What would they have done in those 3 days, Brooklyn, that would have been so much better?
You know what? You're right. I think the fact
Kyrie had the option was the key. If Brooklyn decided to give him something and then KD opts out or says he wants traded, now that feels like, man, that was wrong because you acted upon the assumption that Kyrie was going to be here.
Right.
Here's something I'm curious about. When Kyrie went and made a statement opting in, he said, I will opt in for 1 year and I will fulfill my commitment, 4-year commitment to Brooklyn and Kevin Durant. Did he know that KD was going to ask for a trade at that point? And if so, why would you talk about a commitment that your good friend is going to actually be breaking soon?
Well, because Kevin Durant did, I mean, his commitment was also for 4 years. Exactly. He just got extended a year earlier.
But what I'm saying is the commitment that they made included this upcoming
year. You're right. That doesn't look good for KD.
It's almost like saying, hey, the reason I'm doing it, I don't want to do this. There's some other trades, but because I made a 4-year commitment, I'm a man of my word, I will commit to one more year, that fourth year. Hint, hint, parenthetically, anyone who doesn't, Kevin Durant or Brooklyn, is doing something wrong. Oh, 48 hours later, Kevin Durant will not fulfill his commitment. Like, that's, it tells me maybe that he didn't know. Because I don't think he was purposely trying to take shots.
And it went even further when he was like, I like to travel the path that's less traveled, which I didn't necessarily agree with because I think it's a lot easier to take $37 million than it is.
Didn't he say that before he took it when there was thought of him going to the Lakers?
No, that was what he said when he took the deal.
Huh. But what would be less, more travel than that?
Who sits out on $30 million?
Oh, but maybe that was him giving a hint that this was coming from KD and he
possibly
knew it. This is like a soap opera.
It really is.
We're straight out of Vegas. Okay. Now, do you have any sense of what the trade for KD is going to be? Or what's the one or two that most interest you?
I mean, obviously the Suns trade is what we've kind of heard the most about. But if I'm the Nets...
What is that being proposed?
It'd be a DeAndre Ayton sign and trade. And really...
They say Brooklyn doesn't even want him.
Exactly.
So how does that happen?
The point you made yesterday about player empowerment. This is a situation where the Nets do have some power to say, we're not taking this deal. So if we don't trade you to the Suns or the Heat, if you're going to be unhappy, then you can just stay here. And if you want to sit on the bench and be unhappy and not play, so be it. But Kevin Durant...
Pay him?
Yeah. Kevin Durant doesn't have the amount of years left in his basketball career that allow him to just sit out in perpetuity.
But I also think Durant has really drilled into his head, meaning maybe it's cognitive dissonance where he's come to believe this, where it wasn't necessarily what he believed, but it is now convenient. But hey, he's minted, as they say, and I think they said that on The Ringer talking about this very topic. He's got his two titles. He's one of the top 50 players of all time, whatever. And, you know, by most accounts, is a top 15 player of all time. If he gets another title or not, it doesn't really affect him all that much. Now, to me, I hate hearing that. That's a Trevor Lawrence type thing. You know, I got a fulfilling life. I like wine. I like TV and football. You know, I don't want to hear that. I want to hear, especially if you're making millions and you're asking the fan. And the reason you might say, RJ, why do you care if they care that much? Because the assumption is the fans have to care that much to be a fan because it costs so much to go to games. It costs so much for jerseys. And if the players care less than the fans, I think there's always a problem with that because then the fans start feeling foolish, right? But I think Durant, think about what you just said, though. You said that Brooklyn bent over backwards for Durant and Irving for years. Oh, you got a blown Achilles? Okay, no problem. We'll pay you the max next year because we want you for the next three or whatever, right? Okay. Oh, you want Kyrie? Oh, you want DeAndre Jordan, a guy that maybe shouldn't be in the league? Do you want him in for whatever, $15 million? Okay, no problem. Who do you want to coach? Nat? Okay. Literally, it was like, yes, yes. Yes, 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 Kevin. Yes, yes. And then when it got so egregious that they said, you know something? Maybe this guy we can't really rely on, who in the bubble was saying maybe we shouldn't even play. Remember now, right? Kyrie. And now is, you know, doesn't take the vaccine over. When, remember, Wiggins was in the same spot at Golden State. Wiggins didn't want to take the vaccine. He didn't in the preseason. And then Golden State talked to him and said, but whatever they said, and he got it. And I'm not saying he's right or Kyrie, you know, you could say if Wiggins really believed that and he still got it, that's a sign of weakness. We can all debate that. But man, oh man, finally, when Kyrie gets so egregious in some people's minds, they say, you know something, bud? We can't just say yes one more time. We're going to make sure you're committed here. And if you we'll do 1 year. And, you know, and then literally an hour later or a day later, it's like a guy that in high school that would say, you didn't have any bullies against you because you were a tough kid, right?
Yeah.
All right. You're supposed to say everyone had.
Tyson's
like, he started fighting because he got beat up in fifth grade. You're like, no.
Listen, I got beat up before.
Since kindergarten.
It's been a long time since I got bullied.
All right. So, but you've bullied, I'm sure.
No, I tried not to.
When you were young?
No.
All right. I think you did. In fact.
You know me pretty well.
Yeah, you're right. We're straight out of Vegas. But the thing I'd say is, if there's a bully that says, hey, man, if you do this, I'm going to flush your head in the commode. If you keep hearing that and it doesn't happen because you're not doing it, finally, like a couple months later, you might think, you know, maybe I can do it. And then imagine the first time he wears a yellow shirt, let's say that's what the guy didn't want. He's like, he sees him and then grabs him, carries him and puts him in the toilet. I'd say with Durant, I mean, I'm thinking Brooklyn said, we've said yes 50 straight times. If we say no once, what's he going to do? It's kind of gangster. I don't like it because I think it's disloyal. But, man, plus we don't know exactly what went on behind the scenes. Maybe they did something really bad, Brooklyn did. But in general, if all they did was yes, 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 dot, 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 yes, yes, and then the first no, he blows it up. He goes nuclear option.
Yeah.
It's gangster.
It is.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Fox Sports Radio, I'm AJ Huffman. He's the voice of Vegas, RJ Bell.
So what's the trade for Durant that most intrigues you? Because there's a couple floating around, like the whole idea of AD and Westbrook for both of them.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Now, who says no there? So it's Kyrie and KD to the Lakers.
I don't think
AD, Anthony Davis, Russell Westbrook to Brooklyn.
I don't think either says no because at a minimum the Nets get back Anthony Davis in that deal and have him for a few years, which mm-hmm. it means you've got something out of this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously the Lakers get an upgrade with KD and Kyrie there. So
a huge upgrade, right?
Yeah.
I mean, let's assume that AD when he's at his best is close to Durant, but he's not at his
best. He's rarely at his best.
But let me pose the other one is the Zion. Just straight up.
I haven't heard that, but that's intriguing. The one that I heard.
Zion, real quick, Zion, there's real doubts about him being happy in New Orleans. Now, the fact the team surged, the fact that they seem to have a real camaraderie in New Orleans, maybe it helps things. But, you know, but man, if anything, I'm not sure if I am Brooklyn, if even if KD were happy, because they still could trade him.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would take Zion for instead of KD, because KD, let's be candid, in that Boston series, he looked old. He didn't look old like he's done. He looked old like he is no longer, he's on the other side of his pinnacle. I don't think there's anyone that can say what they saw from KD last year was as good as the year before.
So you think sometime in the next 4 years,
I think
Zion's a better player than KD?
Well, but with Zion, it's all about health. And
that's what scares me.
If Zion's healthy, I think he's probably likely to be 85% of KD, but it will be for, in theory, 10 more years, 15 more years.
Who says no Kevin Durant for Jason Tatum?
Oh, it wouldn't be Tatum. It would be Brown. And they won't do that. Boston won't do that. Like, Boston wouldn't trade him for Brown. I mean, if you just look at the trade, and we'll get to this when we come back, but this Brogdon piece was saying we needed one more playmaker at guard, and this is an expensive guy. They didn't give up much. Tatum, I think Brooklyn trades for Tatum so fast, they ride Kyrie, or they probably throw Kyrie and KD in for Tatum.
But you don't think an upgrade from Tatum to KD is enough to put the Celtics over the top?
I don't know how much of an upgrade it is, but I also know that the Tatum's like 24 years old.
Yeah.
Right? He's got 10 more years. All right. When we come back, we'll finish the NBA talk. And then we promised you, this is one of the biggest cards of the year in the UFC. AJ's hired by the UFC. That's right, to do announcing and stuff.
Yeah.
He's an expert.
For Fight Pass.
Somehow I should get a cut of that. He's got a best bet. Stay tuned.
He's RJ Bell. I'm AJ Hoffman. This is the pregame show you've always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or a ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, graduate hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs,
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
RJ Bell, we are straight out of Vegas.
And I'm AJ Hoffman.
Best bet coming up from AJ, expert in the UFC. AJ, get your notes and let's run through like 20 seconds each. A couple more of the breaking news. And, you know, the move's not as big, but still worth talking about.
Yeah, the Celtics acquiring Malcolm Brogdon from the Indiana Pacers, basically sending a bunch of Land of Misfit Toys type guys out and a first-round pick. Daniel Tice, the biggest
Christmas
name.
Christmas Eve together?
Probably so. But
I thought it was the Island of Misfit.
Maybe that's what you're talking
now,
about.
Now, here's the thing. You're right. They didn't give up much Boston, but this is a big expense. And if you look at the contract, it's real money. And this is the Boston ownership group saying, we will pay extra in order to have a chance to win. Because leaving the finals, the one takeaway was that they needed a playmaking guard. That when Tatum wasn't doing it, they didn't have anyone that could create their own shot. That's what they got. Boston got here.
Yeah, what it means is they already are looking at a $50 million tax check to the league for this. So
before this signing?
Now that they've got this signing. Okay. So now we've got, and they had 3 years, $68 million with Brogdon's contract. And that's a guy who's had injury woes.
No doubt.
This is a big risk for, obviously, for a big payoff for the Celtics.
What else we got going?
Kevin Huerter from the Atlanta Hawks gets traded to the Sacramento Kings for Justin Holiday, Mo Harkless, and a future first. Kevin Huerter looked at one of the good young players in the league. You don't hear very often Sacramento won a trade. I'm hearing Sacramento actually won a trade here.
Well, it's funny. Atlanta had so much depth, but they have a lot of guys that were good but not really good. And it's kind of interesting that they got rid of one additional one after they having made the trade a couple days ago.
A few notes on the defending champion Golden State Warriors. They will bring back Kevon Looney, 3 years, $25.5 million.
Per year or for 3 years?
For 3 years. Okay. Didn't have to go double digits per year. That was a big thing for them.
Wow. Steph must hypnotize these guys.
He didn't hypnotize everybody because
Simmons was predicting like $20 million a year.
Yep, he was off. Gary Payton II, they had an offer on the table for him.
So Golden State did.
Golden State did. He got more from Portland. 3 years, $28 million for Gary Payton II. And Otto Porter signs a two-year deal with the Toronto Raptors. Otto Porter's wife is from Toronto. People are saying that had a lot to do with it.
AJ's on it today. All right. Now, none of that matters if you don't win your best bet.
Okay.
Because I'd rather have you not remember that one guy's name and win. Now, if you can do both, all the better. I'm optimistic, so I'm going to give you this intro.
Come on, baby, $80,000.
UFC Best Bet. This is a big card this weekend.
UFC 276, Alexander Volkanovski and Max Holloway for the featherweight title. I'm going to go with Volkanovski by decision at plus 120. Volk is now one of the three best pound-for-pound fighters in the world, in my opinion. He's gotten better over time and has been brilliant his last couple fights against Korean Zombie and Brian Ortega. The two previous matchups between these guys both went the distance. Both Volkanovski wins, and a lot of people are saying stylistically, Volkanovski just has his number. I also also think Holloway's fight age is older than his real age. He's
so
diminishing.
Which means he's taking punishment?
A lot of wear on the tires is what it means, yeah. I think we see Volk pull away a little bit compared to the first two fights in this trilogy, but the result's the same. Volkanovski takes it on the scorecards. Alexander Volkanovski by decision, plus 120.
By decision. Now, if you just picked him to win, what would it be?
Minus 190.
Okay. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I was just hearing this on the Simmons pod, I think. Isn't one of these guys like the all-time best, but one has the title and they're two different guys? Meaning the guy with the title isn't the guy that's the all-time best?
Max Holloway is considered by many to be the best featherweight of all time.
Okay, but he's an underdog even though...
He's lost twice to this guy already.
All right, and if anything, he's getting older.
He's getting older.
And Ivan Volkov...
Alexander Volkanovski.
Is getting... You know, he's getting stronger, it seems.
He seems to be getting better with age.
How old is he?
He's 33.
Okay, so best bet, you're getting plus money... If it's by decision,
that's right.
Five rounds, right?
Five rounds.
I tell you, this is exciting. And over the weekend, the free agency will settle down. And one thing I think you can see in the NBA, centers not valuable, except maybe go a couple of them. The wings are very valuable.
If you missed any of today's show, including a breakdown of the Rudy Gobert trade, you can check out the podcast at foxsportsradio.com. We're going to be back on Tuesday, 6 Eastern, 3 o'clock Vegas time. He's RJ Bell. I'm AJ Hoffman. We are straight out of Vegas right here on Fox Sports Radio. Enjoy your holiday weekend, everybody.
Have a good 4th.
Straight out of Vegas!
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns, and get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.